Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to another episode of Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a light on people making theater happen. In today's climate of increasing isolation, we want to bring you a dose of inspiration. In each episode, we're giving someone in the theater a chance to take a bow. From the seasoned professional to drama student, vocal coaches to the life coaches, you'll find them right here giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and who inspires them. This week, we're bringing you the creatives behind the Curtain Call virtual play reading series, The Remote Read. This Saturday, we're producing a reading of Sir Tom Stoppard's play, A Separate Piece, which stars David Morrissey, Jenna Coleman, Denise Goff, Ed Stoppard, and Maggie Service, and directed by award-winning stage and screen director Sam Yates. The reading will benefit the Felix Project and those professionals who have found themselves out of work during the COVID-19 epidemic. On today's episode is stage manager Georgia Bird. Georgia has just come off the Broadway production of The Inheritance, and her previous credits include way too many West End productions to mention, and now Matt Humphrey and I have thrown her into the deep end, and she's literally writing the handbook on how to stage manage a digital, virtual, remote production. Here's Georgia telling us how she's getting on. So, George, let's just get straight on it, because we have a busy, busy day ahead of us.
We do.
So, straight in, what is your name? What do you do, Georgia?
My name is Georgia Bird. I am a theatre stage manager. And I have recently been working away for the past year in America doing some shows over there in San Francisco and in New York. I'm also a theatre maker. I'm starting to produce some of my own things. A collaborator, I would say.
That is a great answer. I mean, we all collaborate, and you're just taking your collaboration to the next level, like by doing instead of joining. That's great. I love it.
Yes.
I know how you work. We've full disclosure, we've known each other for a couple of years. You know, you're in our book.
Yes, I am.
We met when we were doing our book, and then that's continued. And we'll get to what we're doing now, but how did you, or when did you know, Georgia, that you wanted to work in this business?
I think I've always known that I've wanted to work in this business. As most people, I guess, start in this industry as a performer. And then I kind of took this different avenue with some help from other people in the industry who I knew from a young age, who suggested that my skills were best put to be a stage manager.
I don't know what they were saying, Georgia.
I find it difficult to I need to be amused quite regularly, so therefore being a stage manager and being able to juggle and organize and kind of be in charge was something that somebody said I'd be quite good at. And so I moved to London to do that in my career about 13 years ago.
I mean, I don't think that says anything about your performing now. I just think it says somebody has somebody spotted something that you're very good at, which like Matt and I are completely appreciating. It's not about taking direction or being told what to do, but it's going, hold on, I know what needs to be done and I just want to do it. And I think, and get other people to do it. And I think that's what's really coming through at the moment and what we could see.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's, as a stage manager, my thing is always to kind of try and be two steps ahead of everybody else. And that's even the directors and the creatives. Especially if you've worked with directors consistently over time, you kind of get to know how people work and you go, I know what they're going to need in tomorrow.
Yeah.
And being that one kind of step ahead of everybody else.
That's perfect. Who inspired you back then? And who, the second part of that question, who inspires you today?
Wow, gosh, that's a question to ask. I had a very close family friend who worked in the film industry and from a very young age kind of introduced me to TV and film. And I admired everything that he did. And he was a cinematographer in film. And so as a young age, I kind of looked up to him in how he worked. And nowadays, there are a lot of people I kind of look up to. I think there are... there is one man, actually, I have to mention his name when I joined the industry. His name's Howard Jepson, who is an incredible company manager. I think you've met him mm-hmm. quite a few times.
I do know Howard, yeah. He's great.
He's now retired, but he knows exactly what theatre is about and knows exactly how to run it. And so I think, you know, he has always been the person since I've been in this industry that I've looked up to.
And what do your family think of your job?
They don't really understand it. I mean, the amount of times I've said to them, do not ring me past 7:30 yeah. and at 7:30 my phone rings, which I'm sure most people do. My mum loves it. My mum is been in the arts. She's kind of a writer. And so as soon as I start working in theatre, it for her, it's the best thing in the world. And she massively supports everything I do. But it's a very different world to where they live and to where I was brought up.
Sure. And, you know, you mentioned that you know, you've stage managed, you started out as a performer, you're now producing your own things and collaborating. How important is it, especially in your job, that the multi-skill, the multi-hyphenate is able to jump across different, you know, skill sets and use those skills to whichever job they find themselves they might be doing at that time? How important is that in today's world?
Wow. Yeah, exactly. I mean, for today's world, it's really important. I mean, I've been very lucky that I have been interested in collaborating and producing for quite a number of years. And so therefore have been taking baby steps for the last 5 or 6. And right now it's very important because, you know, I have different avenues that are open to me, especially with theatres being closed and stage management jobs not being available at all, especially on platforms like this.
Yes.
It's not only that, it also keeps my brain sane because stage management is like an all kind of consuming role when you're working on a job. And if there is no other outlet, creative outlet, I think it's quite, it puts you in a very vulnerable position as a stage manager because not only do you not have any kind of other areas to be interested in, you normally you're just solely concentrated on the show. And that can drive you insane.
Sure. And this is a bit of a silly question because I know how you've been spending your days, but I ask everybody the same questions. Georgia, how are you spending your days?
Well, actually, I really early on started a routine, and I think that is the massive key to be able to get through this. So I wake up about 6:30. I meditate and do breathing exercises for 45 minutes and a bit of yoga in the morning. Then I do some work emails and then I exercise for an hour or two with my husband. He trains me every day.
Nice. Good job.
And then before this, I cooked for about 6 hours a day because I enjoy it and it kept me busy.
Yeah.
But now we're Zooming all day long.
So we had a phone call. I just remember it was a glorious day. And George, I was so happy when I saw you get in touch about the job, because it's like, oh my God, I can't believe if George is free, this will be amazing. Because I've seen you in action. So, these Zoom calls, which we're on one right now to record this, but you know, yeah. we've been making a play, in a completely new way. And I mean, you kind of are redefining what a stage manager does in this digital virtual world. How are you finding it?
It's so interesting. I mean, it's a massive challenge because, technically it's very different to what you would normally do technically in a theatre. And also you don't have that necessary support of a team. So you're individually trying to kind of work out how to make everything run on your own without that kind of team support that you would normally have in a stage management role. But there are so many people that are helping. And once you've kind of got to grips with it all, it seems to be running quite smoothly.
And because there is a lot more to think about. I mean, it's as a stage manager, almost a technical stage manager, even though that, you know, Tim Kashani from Apples and Oranges in LA as our technical director, kind of making sure that things are running smoothly. But there's so many little things and normally these conversations, George, would be taking place over 2 months, and it's literally taking place over 10 days.
That's one of the things, is normally you have 4 weeks to rehearse a play, and you kind of slowly are able to kind of put in all of those checks and what you need to do when you're going into a technical rehearsal. And you know, you collaborate with everybody on those, whereas, you know, all of that kind of stuff has been condensed down to a couple of days, which is challenging but also really exciting, because it kind of pushes you to really kind of figure things out by yourself.
Yeah, and outside the box and ask questions. I mean, I've never asked so many questions, and never, I suppose, I don't mind sounding or feeling stupid, because there are things I just don't know.
No.
I've produced theater before. I've produced film, feature film before. This is something new, and kind of go, I don't know. Does anybody out there know? And I think we are going so far out of the box with all of our comfort zones as well, getting out of there. But it is refreshing. I think
it is. It really is. And I think also everybody is starting from the same position. And I think that's what made me feel so comfortable when I began, is we were all starting this together. This was a new venture and everybody's on the same kind of footing. And like you say, no question felt like a stupid question. And what's lovely is that kind of safe space that you have in a theatre and a rehearsal room has been brought along into the same Zoom meetings. And that's a really lovely thing.
We're working on a beautiful piece by Tom Stoppard. I mean, written 50 years ago, it couldn't be more apt, you know, about people connecting. And it's great, isn't it?
It's brilliant, yeah.
If you could if you had to self-isolate with one cast album from, you know, which one would it be if you had to throw all the others away?
What, from a show?
Yeah.
Oh, hard. I think it would be Book of Mormon.
Oh, that's such a good one. You know, we've had Avenue Q, we've had Book of Mormon, we've had some really happy, funny musicals. We've had a couple of Les Mis's, which is an interesting choice in these times.
It is. I think Book of Mormon, because it was one of a show that I worked on as a stage manager. And it made me feel happy listening to it every night. And I think, you know, right now that's what you need.
Absolutely. Okay. We're going to do some quick fire questions and we're going to let you go, Georgia, because I know you're busy. Ready? 10 questions.
Ready.
This or that.
Okay.
Movies or theater?
Oh, theater.
Okay. Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Tom Stoppard or William Shakespeare?
William Shakespeare.
I ask everybody the same questions. Don't worry, there's no right or wrong. Broadway or West End?
West End.
Clotted cream or jam first?
Jam.
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Cinderella or Snow White?
Cinderella.
I wish you could have seen your face, people, when she said that was great. Wicked or Les Mis?
I'm going to admit something here. I've never seen either of them. So let's go for Les Mis.
Okay, good. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Lastly, Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Stephen Sondheim.
Okay, now, Georgia, where could people find you online if they need to get in touch with you? And I know that you'll once we get through with this, people are going to want to work with you. So how do they find you online? Do you have any socials? Do you twit?
Yeah, I'm an Instagrammer, which is probably the only social platform that I really use,
okay.
Which is GGBird, GEEGEEBird.
Perfect. Okay, well, listen, thank you so much, Georgia. I'm going to be seeing lots more of you on these phone calls, but I think we are so lucky to have you on this production. We are so, so lucky. And anyone who wants to follow the best stage manager out there, follow Georgia, see what she's up to. Georgia, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Georgia Bird, stage manager on the first production in Curtain Call's Remote Read series, a separate piece by Tom Stoppard. The live performance takes place this Saturday, May the 2nd at 7 p.m. GMT, which is Greenwich Mean Time. Also, 2 p.m. in New York, 11 a.m. in L.A. And it is a one-time only showing. If you're not there at 7 o'clock this Saturday, you are going to miss it. You can donate or purchase a ticket for a separate piece by visiting theremotereed.com. The Remote Read is produced by Curtain Call and co-produced by Platform Presents here in the UK and by Apples and Oranges in the US. And our equipment sponsors for the series are Shure, the microphone specialists. Join us tomorrow when another creative from the Remote Read series will be taking their bow. Bye!
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.